Through the Word We Are Reborn, June 2. The New Birth. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. The youth who finds joy and happiness in reading the Word of God and in the hour of prayer, is constantly refreshed by draughts from the fountain of life. He will attain a height of moral excellence and a breadth of thought of which others cannot conceive. Communion with God encourages good thoughts, noble aspirations, clear perceptions of truth, and lofty purposes of action. Those who thus connect their souls with God are acknowledged by Him as His sons and daughters. They are constantly reaching higher and still higher, obtaining clearer views of God and of eternity, until the Lord makes them channels of light and wisdom to the world. The change of heart by which we become children of God is in the Bible spoken of as birth. Again, it is compared to the germination of the good seed sown by the husbandman. In like manner, those who are just converted to Christ are, as newborn babes, to grow up to the stature of men and women in Christ Jesus. So from natural life, illustrations are drawn, to help us better to understand the mysterious truths of spiritual life. If we would live a true Christian life, the conscience must be quickened by constant contact with the Word of God. All the precious things which at infinite cost God has provided for us, will do us no good. They cannot strengthen us and produce spiritual growth unless we appropriate them. We must eat the Word of God, make it a part of ourselves,